There is a moment in any classical French kitchen when a cook reaches for a block of butter and has to make a small decision that determines what the next 10 minutes will look like. They can either coax the butter into a stable emulsion at a gentle temperature, holding it just below the threshold where milk solids begin to brown, and end with a glossy, pale cream-colored sauce that clings to fish or shellfish. Or they can let the same butter run past that threshold, where the milk solids brown, the water boils off, and the fat clarifies into an amber liquid that smells of toasted hazelnuts. The starting material is identical. The technique parts ways at a single temperature line, and the resulting preparations behave like different ingredients altogether. The first is beurre monté. The second is beurre noisette, what English-speaking cooks call brown butter. The question worth asking before reaching for either is why these two preparations exist as separate things at all. Beurre monté is formally a mounted butter sauce, a kilogram of butter slowly whisked into a small quantity of hot water held at roughly 80 to 85 degrees Celsius. The water gives the emulsion something to lean on. The whisking breaks the butter into microscopic fat droplets suspended in that aqueous phase, with the milk proteins and lecithin native to the butter acting as natural emulsifiers. Held below about 90 degrees, the emulsion remains stable for hours, glossy and white cream-colored, ready to bathe a lobster tail or coat a turbot. This is the preparation Thomas Keller leans on in the French Laundry Cookbook, 1999, where he describes mounting butter as the foundational French sauce technique, the one move on which a half dozen other sauces silently depend. Beurre noisette is something else entirely. The same block of butter is set in a light-colored pan over moderate heat and left mostly alone. First, the water in the butter. Butter is roughly 80% fat, 18% water, 2% milk solids, boils off, audibly, in a foam. Once the water is gone, the temperature of the remaining fat rises quickly. Past 120 degrees, the milk solids begin to brown via the Maillard reaction, the same chain of reactions that browns the crust on bread and the sear on steak. Hundreds of volatile compounds form. The fat takes on an amber color. The aroma shifts toward toasted nuts and warm caramel. At that moment, the butter is finished, and the pan needs to come off the heat immediately, because a few seconds further along is burnt butter, beurre noir, a far less forgiving preparation. The pivotal temperature, simplifying generously, is around 100 degrees Celsius. Beurre monté is held below it. Beurre noisette is taken above it, walks through the underlying chemistry in detail. Below 100 degrees, the proteins remain intact and continue to do their emulsifying job. Above it, the water evaporates, the proteins denature and aggregate, and once they brown, they can no longer hold fat droplets in suspension. This is the practical consequence beginners most often miss. Once you brown the milk solids, the butter's emulsifier function is destroyed. You cannot make beurre monté from brown butter. The fat will pool. The water will sit on top. The sauce will not mount no matter how vigorously you whisk it. The applications follow directly from the chemistry. Beurre monté is a finishing medium for delicate proteins. Lobster, scallops, halibut, sole, anything that benefits from being poached or basted in a fat that carries no roasted aroma and adds a clean, almost milky richness. The sauce stays pale because the milk solids stay intact. This same controlled emulsion is structurally close to a hollandaise, which is why understanding mounted butter pays back when you start working on the broader family of emulsions, the hidden structure of mayonnaise and hollandaise. All three sauces rely on the same principle of stabilized fat droplets in an aqueous phase. Beurre noisette is the opposite tool. You want it where the toasted aroma is the point. Drizzled over ravioli, tossed with sage and gnocchi, whisked into a vinaigrette for roasted carrots, spooned over white fish where a bit of nutty depth completes the plate. The amber color signals what the nose will confirm. Beurre noisette also stores reasonably well at room temperature for a day or two because much of the water that would otherwise spoil it has already cooked off. Beurre monté has a much shorter useful life. It is a service sauce made and used. There are several views on how to weigh these two preparations. Italian cooks tend to push butter further toward the brown end for flavor depth, treating beurre noisette as the everyday move and reserving emulsified butter sauces for special occasions. French traditional saucework prizes the controlled emulsion, treating beurre monté as the workhorse and beurre noisette as the seasoning. American chefs having absorbed both lineages, often hold them as parallel tools and pick by context. My view is that they are different tools for different jobs, and it is worth learning both rather than choosing between them. Learn beurre monté for sauce work when you want the fat to carry without announcing itself. Learn beurre noisette for finishes when the announcement is the point. What ties both preparations together and what makes butter such a quiet pillar of French technique is that the same fat can be deployed in two opposite directions depending on how a cook handles temperature and time. That dual nature is part of why butter is the spine of French cooking. No other fat in the European pantry asks so much of the cook and gives back so much in return. Olive oil is a single move. Lard is a single move. Butter is two opposing moves on a continuum. And once you understand where the threshold sits, you understand why French sauce technique looks the way it does. For the home cook, the practical guidance is narrow. If your sauce calls for mounted butter, keep the water hot but not boiling, and whisk the butter in slowly enough that the emulsion never sees full heat. If your sauce calls for brown butter, use a light-colored pan so you can watch the color shift, and pull the pan off the heat the instant you smell hazelnut. Both preparations reward attention to one variable, temperature, and forgive almost nothing if you cross the line in the wrong direction.